WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Medical historians are calling a 1950s cancer study on alcoholics on Skid Row in Lower Manhattan unethical, both because of the powerlessness of its participants and the things done to them. That's according to an article in the New York Times that highlights two new papers that explore the work of Columbia University medical researcher Dr. Perry Hudson, who promised down-and-out men on the Bowery a warm bed and food in exchange for surgical biopsies of their prostates. Joining us now to talk about that is Gina Colata, reporter for the New York Times. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
So what exactly did Dr. Hudson do to these men?
Well, what he wanted to do was in those days, prostate cancer was viewed as uniformly fatal. Men would come in with symptoms and often things like a broken bone because it had spread to their bone. There was nothing anyone could do. He had this idea that you could find it early, treat it, and cure it. So what he did was he offered these men, they were alcoholics, they were homeless, and he offered them a free bed in a hospital for a few days, meals. They would take care of whatever else was wrong with them, like a hernia or something. And then he would do a what they called an open prostatic biopsy, where a man would be up in stirrups like a woman having a pelvic exam, and they would take a slice out of his prostate. This is very different from the kind of biopsies done today. If they found cancer, then they would remove his prostate and often remove his testicles and give him high doses of diethylstilbestrol, powerful estrogen. This was all in an attempt to cure the cancer.
And why was there no opposition or anger about this at the time?
You know, this was a time when ethics were really different. Everybody admitted that there was no way private patients would ever go for this. But in that was actually a time when people often were doing experiments with institutionalized children, with prisoners, with homeless people. And it seems unbelievable to us today, but it was only in the 1960s when somebody wrote an article in the New England Journal of Medicine detailing like 20 or so of these experiments, many of them much smaller than Dr. Perry's, which involved 1,200 men, but where you would say, wait a minute, why were they doing this? There was no benefit to the people. These people were vulnerable populations, and that kind of opened a lot of people's eyes. But at that time, really, people told me it was a different era, and Dr. Perry actually was given a lot of praise. He was invited to speak at major meetings. He was funded by the National Institutes of Health. It wasn't like this was considered a scandal. It was considered normal medical research.
And one of the problems that was found was that these participants weren't really told the risks of what was going to happen to them as well. I mean, they weren't informed about what the possibilities could be. This was all done in the name of advancing cancer research at the time. Did he actually make any headway on that front?
Well, he says that he was curing these men. However, he didn't have any control group for comparison men that he did not biopsy, that he just followed. And his data were incomplete. We really don't know. No one really knows what happened, but, you know, it's impossible to say whether anybody was actually helped or not. We know there's a lot of injuries. There were people who, if they take away somebody's testicles and prostate and give them high doses of estrogen, they become incontinent, they become impotent. The estrogen leads to heart attacks and strokes. This was not a benign procedure. On the other hand, he really does believe to this day, I spoke to him, he's 96 now, he does believe that he was curing these men.
You know, today, some men still get biopsies, of course, different, you know, they're done differently today, and they do have, some have their prostate removed after screening reveals cancer cells but show no symptoms of cancer. What is different now in terms of medical practice? Are historians going to look back at what we do today and maybe see that as unethical in the future?
The researcher that wrote these two papers, Dr. Baron Lerner at the University of Pennsylvania, asked exactly that question. He says because screening became so widespread before there was an attempt, any attempt to find out whether it worked, but it's now become very difficult to know whether anybody's lives are being saved. In the meantime, millions of men have had biopsies. A lot of people suffer consequences of the treatment. There's a split in the medical community about whether or not it's worth being screened or not. But this has become a question, at least for the author of this article. He says in 50 years, people may look back and say, what on earth were we doing to these men today?
All right.
But that's his opinion.
All right. Very interesting stuff. Thanks so much, Gina.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
Gina Collada is a reporter for The New York Times.